A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Lots of headlines to run through. And to help us along with it, we've got Manpreet Gill, Head of Investment Strategy for Fixed Income, Currencies and Commodities at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Manpreet. How's the year setting up for you so far?
Morning, Ryan. I think it's been a good start to the year. We've got a rebound that was a little bit later. Usually they tend to start sort of towards the end of the year. But I think, you know, coming off a situation in December where we thought markets had overreacted, I think we're getting a good rebound and now very much focused on some key events ahead where, you know, we do have a couple such as trade and Fed this week. So that's what we're keeping an eye on now.
Yeah, Manpreet, so it's the start of the year and that's when you typically go around doing your outlook seminars and workshops for your clients. What are you sensing from them? Are you getting more optimistic or cautious so far?
Well, our advice has been to, you know, as we put it in our report, to prepare and to react. I think the preparing part is very important because we do expect more bouts of volatility. I mean, there's a lot of evidence through history that that's what you get late cycle, even if markets still go up. But equally, it's important to react. I mean, we had a great opportunity, of course, towards the very end of December and the very start of this year, and markets have rebounded since then. So we think, you know, reacting to those opportunities is equally important. So it's good starting point, a well-diversified portfolio. We still have a slight preference for equities and, of course, U.S. and Asia within that. But we're seeing renewed interest back in EM dollar bonds, which is an asset class that we like a lot on the bond side as well. So a few things to start off with and keeping an eye open for opportunities.
All right. Speaking about opportunities, Manpreet, let's look at what's happening on the U.S. market. We have Apple's earnings out just overnight. So in short, it met expectations, but these were reduced expectations. iPhone sales didn't do well. It dropped by 15%. It's blaming the slowdown in China and customers holding on to their phones longer than usual. What does it spell for the rest of the sector, especially component suppliers for smartphones?
Well, I think it's a sector that it is a very broad sector, but you know, this one sector that's impacted directly by both the growth slowdown in China and some of the ongoing trade tensions that we see between the US and China. So absolutely, you know, some pressure, but as far as markets are concerned, as far as we're concerned, you know, that's well known now. So for us, there are two things that matter for the outlook from here. One is how negotiations go, and if we see at least less bad news, even some form of agreement, we think would be a positive. And second is, you know, we are getting some targeted stimulus in China. So as long as growth again becomes less bad or markets worry less from here, what that causes us to believe is we'd rather be buyers than sellers here.
Okay, the other thing that's interesting, Manpreet, is what's happening in Venezuela. So oil prices overnight gained about 2% after the U.S. imposed sanctions on state-owned oil company PDVSA. What sort of impact should we be looking out for from oil prices?
Not a very significant one. I mean, let's not forget that Venezuelan production has been falling, you know, steadily for a long time now. So total output as a share of global production is actually quite small. So in the short term, I mean, we wouldn't worry too much. I think if anything, we believe supply, you know, will be responding to low oil prices over the last quarter or so. So if anything, that could accelerate the process. And our view is that oil prices should be back around $70. I think where it's significant, of course, is the long run, because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of output from Venezuela was lost for the last few years, both from lack of investment, but also, you know, they do hold significant oil reserves. It may be a very interesting story, you know, 5 to 10 years out, depending on how the situation develops. But over the next few months or this year, we don't really see it having a significant or long-lasting impact.
Manpreet, so something we're watching out for is the implications. So you have U.S. sanctions against Venezuela. Does this mean potentially good news for the likes of China and India because they can, or they are forced to sell to other markets at steep discounts? So good news in terms of cheaper oil prices.
Yes, for most Asian countries, any opportunity to lock in, you know, lower prices is always a positive. And we think that, of course, will continue. You know, whether with or without Venezuela, we don't really see oil prices running away. So we don't see oil prices being a constraint in any way. If specific opportunities come up, look, of course, that's good. But like I said, Venezuela's total production is quite small. So we don't really see it moving the needle in terms of demand in any Asian, in major Asian country.
Manpreet Gill, Head of Investment Strategy for Fixed Income, Currencies and Commodities at Standard Chartered Private Bank is with us. Manpreet, just to get your thoughts on Brexit. We saw the British pound taking quite a bit of a hit after Parliament voted against this amendments not to delay the deadline anymore. So they wanted to push it back to end of the year. They voted against it. So deadline is to end of March. How do you see this playing out?
Well, we knew this was going to be messy and coming down to the wire. I think that looks very much likely to still be the case. But I think our main takeaway is that in this Brexit negotiation, it's important to cut through the noise and sort of see, are policymakers moving towards trying to avoid the worst case outcome? We believe they are. That's what all this effort is about. And as far as sterling goes, the journey is absolutely going to be volatile. But we still think sterling has more upside to go, because as long as we avoid a worst case, hard Brexit or no deal Brexit, we think sterling can still be a whole lot higher. It's not going to be a smooth journey because there are many, many steps to go through and not a lot of time. But we just think that most policymakers have an incentive to avoid that worst case outcome. And for sterling, we've been in a range of below 130 all the way up to 140 when there's more optimism. So what that tells us is that as long as we avoid the hard Brexit outcome, chances of sterling would be a whole lot higher. So we'd be buyers on pullbacks.
Manpreet, thank you so much. We're going to keep it there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, Manpreet Gill, Head of Investment Strategy for Fixed Income, Currencies and Commodities at Standard Chartered Private Bank on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.